Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Ben Huber and I serve as the Director of Programming for Damascus Catholic Mission Campus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. It is so good to be with you all here this morning. I hope you're having a blessed day so far, and you are welcoming in the joy of the Lord to be your strength here today. God bless you wherever you are at. I'm just, so grateful that we get to have another gift of today, another opportunity where we get to lift our hearts, lift our praises, lift just this day as an offering to the Lord. So let's go ahead and begin with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, give us insight into your heart here this morning to lead and direct our day. And again, Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." In Jesus' name. My friends, I love this scripture passage from the words of Jesus because it demonstrates to us two declarations, two truths about our identity as beloved sons and daughters. And the first one is, you hear in the very beginning, you are the salt of the earth. Let's just go ask the Holy Spirit ourselves, ask him personally, what does that mean, Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, we ask for your insight and for your wisdom here this morning. You are the salt of the earth. And what the Lord is sharing with me is that you are my joy. You are my love. You are my life. You are my bravery. You are my great courage to go out and share and witness me as the living image, as the living representation of my heart to the world. But if we lose that, very foundation that we are God's beloved sons and daughters, that we carry the image of Jesus to the world, if we lose that tastefulness, then how are we called to represent him? How are we going to witness to his love, to his joys? And the only way, my brothers and sisters, if we root ourselves deeply in prayer. Prayer is the foundational principle. It is core to who we are as Christians. And without our core, we actually can't become in Christ Jesus. We lose the very tastefulness that we carry when it comes to the presence of God. And so the Lord wants to remind us here this morning that you are the salt of the earth. But if we lose our saltiness, then we lose the very presence that we carry in Jesus. The Lord doesn't want to hinder himself from us. He doesn't want to run away from himself, and he never does. He is with us always. That is the promise, one of the promises of the Holy Spirit. Communicated through Jesus that he is with us always. So let us never lose our tastefulness. Let us be so consistent in our daily prayer rhythm each and every day. And the Lord says this, declaration number two here this morning, you are the light of the world. Whoa. That we, as a living representation of the person of Jesus, we carry God's light to the world. And that it is not meant to be hidden, brothers and sisters. And I think my prompt for us here this morning is, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the light that you carry in Christ Jesus. Do not be afraid of the unique gifts, the unique talents, the unique ways in which God is calling you to be his living image, his living word, his living life, his living love to the world. Do not be afraid of that. Do not put yourselves underneath a bushel basket. But let your light shine to the world. Let it radiate with such a joy, with such a freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. Because brothers and sisters, when we live with the saltiness that we carry as the presence of God, when we share this light to the world, we know that this world's going to change. Because Jesus brings the change. His love brings this change. The faith that we carry in Jesus brings the change. The hope that we carry in Christ Jesus brings the change. When we do this, we will glorify our Heavenly Father. We will demonstrate His heart to the world. So let's go ahead and pray for that here this morning. Jesus, we come into agreement with the promises that we have as disciples, God. We pray that we may be salt of the earth. We pray that we may be the light of the world. In Jesus' name. My friends, this has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Again, my name is Ben Huber. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.